Listen to part of a lecture in a geology class.
Most of you are probably familiar with the flow of lava that can result from a volcanic eruption, lava actually being a mixture of magma and the condensed steam produced underground. And many people think that this eruption refers only to an explosion. But in geology, an eruption is any release of magma. This can and often does come in the form of an explosion, but sometimes the magma just oozes out over the mouth of the volcano. In any event, let's take a look now at some of the other hazards caused by volcanic events. Pyroclastics is the word used to describe the fragmentary rocks that are ejected during a volcanic eruption. A pyroclastic fall is a combination of rock fragments and solidified lava that is spewed into the air. These projectiles can be just tiny pieces of ash, or they can be rock fragments that are typically the size of a baseball or volleyball, although some can be so enormous that they weigh many tons. The most dangerous of all volcanic events is what we call a pyroclastic flow. In these explosions, there's a tremendous release of pressure, and this results in an avalanche of a superheated mixture of gas and rock. This glowing avalanche, as it is called, can reach a temperature of 1,000 degrees centigrade and can travel as far as 600 kilometers in an hour. It can literally destroy everything in its path, and that's what happened when Mount Pelée erupted on Martinique Island in 1902. Within minutes after the volcano erupted, the town of St. Pierre was completely wiped out.